Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Once again, this is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. It's Thursday. I believe it's the 19th day of December, not that long before Christmas Day. Hallelujah to God. We're excited here at the broadcast. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Anton. We'll be starting off the broadcast this morning. Hallelujah to God. Just rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah for the things that he has done. Glory to God. I was just thinking about it. Just the most wonderful time of the year. There's hundreds, thousands of carols out there that worship and praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. But the one that we hold, that I hold dear, sacred, is the ones that has like whole holy night and everything, you know. And I was just reflecting this morning, hallelujah to God, on how great God is, and how awesome God is. We get the broadcast started this morning, hallelujah to God. I just want to praise God for the things that he has done, the thing that he's going to do. Glory to God in the highest. We want to pray for the government this morning, hallelujah to God, in the light of things that's happening in the name of Jesus. But we're here in this circle of friends. We thank everyone that came together, hallelujah, God, to pray and bring their hearts together in one accord. We came to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God. We just thank God for it, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a song that's on my mind. I'm waiting for another one to come up. This whole holy night, the stars will brightly shine. It was a night of our dear Savior's birth. I don't think I know all of that one, though. But glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And we thank God for everything that transpired. The years gone by fast. We thank God for the description of the week that is found in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah to God. I think it's 9 and 6 of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Darlene. Glory to God in the highest. And is this the one? Isaiah 9 and 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born." Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. "Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Hallelujah to God. We thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. I was checking out, you know. Thank you, God, for this holiday season, this Christmas time. Hallelujah to God. And I want to pray for mothers and parents today. I understand that it's the last day of school for those who have children that are in school. Hallelujah to God. And the hustle and the bustle of traveling beginning. But thank God we have a God that we can serve, that we can send our prayer up, hallelujah to God. We're looking to go forward, hallelujah to God, in the broadcast, glory to God. I just excited today and thank you, God, for what he has done. The name of the song is called Night Divine, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, But there's something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Oh, holy night, the stars were brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, and he appeared, and the soul felt the worth, the thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder there a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O ye. The angel's voice said, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine. All night divine, Christ, no voice, pardon me, Christ is the Lord, he knows your every need, behold your King. Behold your King. Hallelujah. Hello, Cole, on the executive of the Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come before that throne of grace, O Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God. We thank you for this time, O Lord God, this celebration, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. A time, O Lord God, to worship you, O Lord God, and to worship you, O Lord God, for the birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, of your Son, O Lord God, and the work that he would did, O Lord God, the gift that you gave, O Lord God, according to John 3:16, for you so loved us, O Lord God, that you so loved the world that you had gave your only Nanakarios, your begotten Son, that God, and whosoever believeth in him, Nanakarios, hallelujah, that whosoever believeth in him shall be saved, O Lord God. He that believeth, Kanokoria, see God, and baptized shall be saved, hallelujah. They that believeth not shall be damned, hallelujah, God. Lord God, we thank you, Father, in the name, hallelujah, the name that is above all names, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the workmanship of your hand in the most difficult places, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for blessing and healing our children, our siblings, God, our loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, and make mention that our guy, Oshia, God, of the Christmas miracle, no call, yes, Sunday, God. Oba Yasha Nanakayo, see God, how we love Jesus. Ono Kodia, see it, Nanakaria, saw God. It was imperative, Lord God, that you sent him. Ono Kodia, see God. We thank you, Lord God, for he first loved us today. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Eko Yasha Nanakodia, see God. What you did, Nanakayo, see that it came, Yasha Nanakodia, God. Hallelujah. So many they came over, yes, yeah. Hey, well, so the Lokoria saw God. We're here in the Nakayo Sea, the Nakayo Sama, the Koya Sea, Abel Kora, San Nakayo Sea, Adan on the Kova, Kora, San Nakayo Sea, Abel Shan, the Kova, oh, yes, San Nakia, Yelo Kobo, your San Nakayo Sea. Hallelujah. After you have done the will of God, they came, yes, San Nakuya. Evil Kariya San Nanakayosia. Hallelujah. Stand fast in Akariosia and see the workmanship. Abel Kora San Nanakia. The workmanship of the Lord hand. Ekoyasa in the most difficult place. Abel San Nanakayosia. Hallelujah. No ko over Yasa God. Evil Sunday de Kea San Nanakariosia. Hallelujah. Kora San Nanakia. Evil Sunday no ko evil Yasa God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. It's all right, Nanakayo, see God. Holy Ghost, have that Nanakayo, evil, your son, no God. Evil, see, the decay over your son, the decay. Evil, call your son, just bring that Nanakayo, see. That anoint, evil, son, no call your see, the decay, your son, there. Hallelujah. They're standing in the need of prayer, Nanakayo, see. He's able to meet the need over your son, no call your see. Is there anything too difficult, Mamakayo, see, over your son? No, son, Nanakayo, over your see, God. I thank you, Lord. Now, call your see evil your Sunday, God. In the name of Yasab, Jesus, God, your son, no, call your see God. Yes, Lord Jesus, Abel, Shadda, Kayosia. Hallelujah. 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 He did not forget about you. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Akariosia. Yes, oh, Eko, Yasin, Anakario, see, hallelujah, of his kingdom there's no end, hallelujah, Abel, Yasha, God, hallelujah, Abel, Shita, Anakario, see, hallelujah, Dedeke, Yasan, Anakario, see, yes, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, Oko, Yasin, Anakario, see, hallelujah, Anakario, see, Anakario, see, Dedeke, Yasan, Anako, Yasia, Eva, Shan, Anakario, see, God. Ebo si da da kayo si da da kayo san na kayo. Hallelujah, no ko ya si ga. Yes, da kayo si ra da ga. I will na kayo si ya say the Lord on the ko ya say answer the quick questions. Hallelujah, Ebo sha ta na kayo sa. Yes, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Si, Ebo sha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Ebo Shanta Nakayo Siga. Hallelujah, Lord God. Pastor Darling, could you go back and read that scripture of the week? Hallelujah, God. That's what I'm getting out of the idea in Isaiah. I think you have to go further into it. Hallelujah to God. The Spirit led me to ask you to just read that sixth chapter there. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
The entire
thank
chapter.
You, I guess, hallelujah to God. Read until the Lord stops.
Okay, well, let me
read. Thank you, God. I'm going to mute my line there. Now, like I'll see I'm worship and Nanakai. Okay, Pastor, see your hand, Nanakai, you'll see it.
Okay. All right, and the word of the Lord says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse 9, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Verse 11, then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. Verse 12,
amen.
And the Lord has removed men for. Go ahead.
This is good. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Verse 12, and the Lord. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. And the last verse is 13, and it says, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a tail tree and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Amen. That is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just sent a blessing. That was for me. That word was for me. The word was for me because of that Kayosia. The Lord gives you things to do, hallelujah to God. He gives you things to do, and he speaks you about things, and he gives us things to straighten out in our lives, you know. And a lot of times, the majority of the things that we have to work out is in our own lives, hallelujah to God. It's in our own lives, hallelujah to God. That word was for me, and the Lord has started out that he's doing a lot of things here. And he had gave me confirmation, you know, that after you have done the will of God, you have to wait on the promises of God, or wait on the presence, or wait on the answer. And sometimes we just go and I just bypass it. And then when I have done all that God said to do, God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. God is faithful to his word, saints of God. He's faithful to his word. And we thank God. I see the moving of God's hand, the workmanship of his hand in the most difficult places. And I understand, hallelujah. Not the whole thing was for me, but the speaking that is when God begins to move, I begin to see different things. I understand the word of God better when I hear the word than reading the word. I understand when I read it, but when I hear the word, I understand the word better. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. Even when I go to take some tests, I could understand the tests, but then I see for years in this way, when I hear the word or when the word is read to me, I get a a better understanding of it. I don't know why it works that way, but it works that way. Hallelujah. At least for me. And God, I was seeing a lot of things going on and a lot of things I can't talk about. And but I know that God reigns. He sits on his throne and he reigns. Hallelujah to God. And the scripture blessed me this morning because I'm reminded that the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah to God. God was just dealing with me with so many things. Hallelujah to God. Then he just answered, you know. Even though you're going through a time, hallelujah to God, a hard time, but out of the hard time, the blessings come. Because I say now, he covers with his spirit. So he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, okay, he said he had saw the Lord. He was in a place of praying, you know. He was there. He said he saw the Lord in his temple, high and lifted up. As he began to go down, and what he saw, he began to see the heavenly thing. He began to see the spirit moving. And out of the spirit of its moving, he said, unto us a child was born, unto us a son was given. As they begin, every time that you get into go into worship, and when you begin to praise God, when you come to the hour of power to pray, when you set your face to go into the presence of God, there's always, it's always a revelation, hallelujah to God. It's always a revealing. God is going to straighten it out. You know, I go to a lot of people's houses, not that I go seeking to sit down and chit-chat. I do that too, but I go there to pray a lot of people's houses, hallelujah to God. And the hours on end that the children are in front of the TV on video and how they don't have things to do and how the home is and they're structured so that they do everything I said and there's no worship there. And tell God would send you by and begin to pray and begin to shift the spirit around that the presence become into the house, hallelujah to God. You know, when you go over this holiday season, and I'm going to cut off here and I'm going to go to people's house, you know that when your presence is there, there's fullness of joy. Let me say Pastor Donnie again, but I'm going to say let's take Minister Belinda. Let's take those that that give their name, hallelujah to God, on the broadcast. When you go, the presence of the Almighty God is there. Sometimes you don't have to pray right off, but that's your intention to get to talk about Jesus. But you can begin to talk and begin to expound, begin to greet people, and you then had your worship and pray. You know that Holy Spirit comes in. A lot of times, what I would like for you to do when you go out, if you want to, if you can, I go to a lot of people's house and I stand at the door. I've never been there before. I don't know the person, don't know what their preference is. I say, peace be unto this house. Years ago, when I was in the South, I would get plenty of response. Hear you, you say it and they hear you, but they welcome you in. They begin to reach you. Yes, come on in. I need the prayer. I need to see it done. That is our mission here. We're here to glorify and to lift up God. Hallelujah, God. And it's a blessing. We're going to get on with the broadcast. It's a blessing. Just send out that salutation. I say the demons they're going to leave out the back door. They'll be aware that the presence of the Lord is in the atmosphere. And what happened is you set the atmosphere where you go. I'm not talking about bombarding people down with scripture and this, that, the other. All they have to do is acknowledge that God is there. Hallelujah to God. And God may open up the platform there. I don't know. But if you just greet him at this time, how you doing? Praise the Lord. And when you come because the presence of God, because why is it there? It's because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you even until the end of the world. God is right there where you are. Hallelujah to God. Your presence is there. People are looking for a move of God. And God gave the greatest will. Wherever you go, God has gave you the greatest thing. He gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave you the gift of his son, especially on one of the miracles that he worked. One of the miracles that he worked. They call it now the Christmas miracle. They want to say happy holiday season greeting. But when the two children that were lost came home, they named it the Christmas Miracles. You could look around and you could always find fault. But the fact that because of your prayer, I mean, I heard everybody in Eko Shata, that they realized that God had made a move, hallelujah to God. Never mind the investigation. They say, what do you think happened? I said, it doesn't matter what happened. The thing is that people started talking about how people that you don't would think would even utter a prayer was praying, and God heard the cry of the people, and that's going to be the key going into 2020, if you want to see the move of God. You're going to have to get everybody, you're going to just have to carry the praises of God with you everywhere you go. I'm not talking about being fanatical or a dogmatic, hallelujah to God, where you irritate people, but I'm talking about everybody, the ones that were homeless, were talking about, they noticed that there has been a miracle here. That's the same thing that got Paul thrown in the jail, hallelujah to God. That's the same thing that got the apostles thrown in jail. That's the same thing that got Peter done beaten, passing into the side. It's the same thing that Stephen died for because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God. There's no other way, hallelujah to God. The people are talking about a notable miracle. How the children was gone about 3 or 4 days. They said, oh, the children. I said, no, it's not a simple thing. When it gets dark, children begin to cry when they don't see their parents. How they got out of the way, I said, that's not important. The fact is that God went right to where they was, and whatever was going on, God stopped it. He turned the heart of whoever it was or whatever was going on, and he brought back, and we have to give God the praise for the miracles. Hallelujah to God. The miracle in my body, they had left those things in there, hallelujah to God, and was getting sick. And God stopped in the middle of everything, right after prayer and deliverance, right after the hour of power of prayer. He said, go see about it. I tell you, we serve a very powerful God. You have to realize who you are in this time, hallelujah to God. You have to realize the power that's in your life. You have to realize who you are, who you belong to in the world. I never leave you or forsake you. You have to really take an eternal life and declare that greater is he that dwells in you than he that is in the world. Our problems will soon be over, hallelujah to God. The financial situation is going to be broken. Everybody's talking about it across this day. I never see. But the thing is, God wants your praise. God wants your worship, hallelujah to God. He wants you to colonize this United States. That Jesus Christ came so that the whole earth will fill with his glory. The whole earth needs to know Christ. Not everybody's going to worship and praise. And not everybody's going to. They need to, but not everybody's going to worship the way that you worship, hallelujah to God. But it's our job being part of the kingdom, hallelujah to God, of God. Being filled with heaven's best, hallelujah to God. Carrying the word of God is going to be important. I thank God because this was a long time coming to this morning here on this 19th day of December. It was a breakthrough. I had to see a lot of things that couldn't understand, hallelujah to God. That the very thing that hinders you could be a very well. Could you imagine if you're trying to walk forward and find your own self standing in front of you? You walking and finding your own self pulling you in the wrong directions, hallelujah to God. And then you're not able to go forward because you're not seeing clearly to God that if you worship him, all things are in his hands. All things are there. He knows the way. I've been seeing that God work miracles and things working out, hallelujah to God. But also, I see the hindrance that coming against God's people. I see how sometimes we get a problem, we just stay right there on that problem, hallelujah, and we look at the problem and we look at the problem. But I found out in most recent years, and the last this year on the broadcast, that when we started to worship and praise, hallelujah to God, when we begin to be connected to the power source, hallelujah to God, when we begin, no matter day or night, hallelujah to God, we begin to get into the presence of God, things begin to move. I came on, and we're going on here. The other night when I came home from the hospital, hallelujah to God, and I was sitting here, and I was just there, and wasn't feeling, you know, he was trying to bring back the other feelings, you know, because he's a deceiver, the adversary. But when I started thinking of the goodness of God, and I might have said this already, And then the presence just began to move inside. Jesus on the inside, as he began to stir and as I began to worship God, I began to feel better. I said, Lord God, I need a little bit more of that. That anointing began to move and began to move things in the body. The pain had to leave, hallelujah to God, and the worship came up. When the worship came up, I was able to get to sleep, hallelujah to God. I had that assurity. Isn't that there, the comforter, that's what it's called? The Holy Ghost that comes to comfort you. Sit up, toiling with all these situations. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We're gonna pause right here. We're gonna go to Pastor Darling and see what the Lord has for her. If something comes that way, we need to go, and we're gonna go right back to this hour of power prayer. I want to welcome you all to the broadcast. I thank God for the time here. Lord God, we want to see what Pastor Darling has here. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God this morning for you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing the word. It's always good to hear the word of God, and what he speaks for himself, or what he said was for himself, it's for us, for me too. I know that God wants me to move in the direction that he has prepared for me. And we don't take God lightly. We have to keep it in our hearts and minds that we're here to do a work for the Father. Yes, we are here to share with our families and to live a life, but the main thing is for us to worship the Lord. Yes, worship him in spirit and in truth. And, you know, many people out there just don't realize how wonderful God is and what he has been doing. Even those who have not received Jesus as their Savior yet, God is still merciful to each and every person, and he still wants people to come and receive Jesus as their Savior. As we're celebrating Christmas, we want to remember that is the basis for Christmas. Jesus Christ, the word Christ is the beginning of that word Christmas, but we're just thankful for everyone who's here today. Thank God for everyone who has been sending in gifts and offerings for the prayer line. We still need some more. We need you to release something out of your purse, out of your billfold, out of your bank account, and make a commitment. There have been those who have made a commitment for next year, and we appreciate that, and we're really trying to expand, and we've been here a long time, and we just want to do some different things to expand our reach. And I know that God is blessing all of us here. I know that you have your own churches. Yes, I pay my tithe at my church, and also give offering to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, because I know that it doesn't, we cannot do things without money. Money answers all things. That is in the Bible. So to use wisdom and send something in and help continue to do the work. God has blessed every person on this line in some kind of way. Your family, yourself, you've been healed. Your finances have been blessed. And we're just wanting to just do more for the Father. Go out. Hear my Lord, send me. Yes, I have said that when I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and God sent me across the country to another state. So, you know, when we say things, we have to really be willing to follow what God says to do. And that's what I intend to do for the rest of my life. So I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you pray for me. I will be leading prayer at the church today, so you can cover me in prayer for that. Is something that I want God to, you know, lead me in the prayer so that people's lives can change and people can be healed as we pray each and every day. You know, we pray in different scenarios, and God gives us opportunity, so I thank God for the opportunity to pray at this night, our Christmas program. So everybody be blessed, and I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Horsley. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah to God. We thank God, we thank God. The excitement, the joy, hallelujah, of the Lord is our strength, hallelujah to God. I just thank God to have a job opportunities, hallelujah to God. God opened up the door, and we're there, hallelujah to God, for the open door. Did he say anything to you, Pastor Dolly, anybody who was going to close the door, anything since he opened it the other week?
What? Sorry?
I said, did you hear anything about him closing the door since he told you he was opening the door, and he has opened the door for us? Hallelujah to God.
Heard anything on that.
Neither have I, so that means that that God has an open door before us, hallelujah to God. I was just suggesting that, forgive me. There's an open door, hallelujah to God, and we're just standing there in the presence of the Almighty God, in the presence of Jehovah God Almighty. Problems vanish. He's the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Hallelujah, God. We want to get your name, hallelujah, God, to see who we have on the broadcast today. These messages, hallelujah, to God, and the announcement that the action that the pastor did, hallelujah, to God. Stay in your heart, hallelujah, to God, as you go throughout the holiday that we need people to commit, hallelujah, to God, onto the Lord, so we can go forth and move out in the other area and bless other people as well with the prayer, deliverance, and ministry. Hallelujah, God. If you give your name at this time, hallelujah, God, we get your prayer request. Hallelujah to God, and we're going, we worship the Lord, hallelujah to God. We're just excited about what God is doing, and we thank God and hold Minister Jamil and Ben and the children up, hallelujah to God, that God continuously bless and heal everyone that has operations and things going on in their lives, hallelujah to God, and those that need a special touch from the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. So the line's open, you can give your name at this time and your prayer requests that you have. And we'll be moving right along. Okay. Oh, I got hallelujah.
Good morning. It's just Sister Barbara on the line. And no prayer requests, just praising God for another day.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm just asking prayer for to continue to heal my legs.
Good morning, this is Yvonne Lester, and
yes.
God keep my family in prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, Valeria.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. God bless all.
Good morning, Sister Kenesha.
Good morning,
Sister Kenesha. I just ask that we all pray for this country. And pray for my marriage. Thank you.
Good morning, Mrs. Janice. Continue to keep my family in prayer, especially my mom. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Grace. God bless you all. Thanks to God for the word of God, the living word. And pray for our health, our healing, and our leaders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay, that was Sister Grace. Is that what I heard?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. We're there. Hallelujah to God.
Yes,
we
are
want to.
Here.
We're going to. Let's go into a praise and a worship there. I believe we just about there. And hallelujah. It was just something that came about the prayer. There's this one where there's, you know, when you pray, you have to stand. You get the scripture, stand on the word of God. You have to rest in knowing that God is faithful to answer your prayer. He's faithful to answer the prayer. Just don't lose heart when you put it up there that he didn't answer the prayer about the marriage or the healing or deliverance. We live in proof, hallelujah to God. We have testimonies, hallelujah to God. We have the witness within ourselves. Be encouraged. That was the word that came in. Someone had mentioned one of their prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. And don't look at circumstances to where once you declare that decree, you have to stand on it. Hallelujah to God. And God, he sends out ambushments sometime. He sends a word. Hallelujah to God. Now I have experienced all of it. The lines open. Let's just take the prayer. Most of the prayer is for families and healing. Is that not right, Pastor Darlene? And we add traveling mercies to it. So we'll come in and we'll pray for all.
All right, let
families.
Me just say
pray
corporately.
Okay.
Amen. We are praying for Sister Grace, health, family, and leaders of our country. Sister Janice wants us to pray for her family and her mother in particular.
Okay.
Kanisha, okay. Her marriage, and for the country. Sister Linda's leg healed, and like you said, for traveling. Many people will be traveling for the holiday, and we just really need to lift our country up. Amen. So let us come together. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you right now, dear God.
Lord,
we praise and thank you for your tender love and mercy.
Yes, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord, we thank you right now that you have searched our hearts, that you've cleansed our hearts
right now today, Heavenly Father.
Thank you for coming from traveling to purify our hearts, God, so that our prayer will be
heavenly.
Lord, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for your spirit. You've already said,
We worship and praise you, Lord God, and I will have that way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
thank you right now, dear God, for deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
For salvation
for
the
Lord
right now, dear God.
Yes,
God. Be a reverence
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
They will give your name the reverence in the praise.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, my God. We bless you. We worship you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for our pastor.
The honor, the glory, the praise. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Let's just sit down and give God a praise and worship God. Now let's just worship God for you. Then we gave him our petition. Let's just worship him and praise him for it. And then we'll be back in the past. And Pastor Darling, just for us to worship and praise him for what he did. Hallelujah to God. Lord,
yes,
we praise you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We did all things, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
All powers in thy hand, O Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. You're the God that overthrew fear and the Red Sea, O Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, the glory, O Lord
God,
for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We came to praise you right now, Lord God. We pray to praise you, Lord God. We can work it all out, Lord
God.
We will cover our son, and 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 our son, who's liking on the Makova, your son, and our son, and our son, who's liking on the Big Master in the name of Jesus, son, and our son, and our son, and our son, from the rising up, O Lord God, to the going down of the same, and our son, and our son, your name is praised right now, God.
Thank you, God.
I'm pleased,
O
Lord God, and our son, and our son.
Glorify
the God of God as we stand and lift our hands to you, Lord God. We give the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. We give the praise, the honor, the glory, and our kindness, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Let your praise, Lord God, in the earth, all in the heavens, declare your glory, O Lord God. So we thank you, God. And we worship you, Lord God, in the name of God, that you love me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. And we praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing on the holy assembly, the holy assembly, and on the holy assembly. You never fail us, but you're the God that keeps your promises for thousands of generations. That's the Yosan and Akayosia, Lord God. You're able to see God on the time. Hallelujah. There's nothing on so we praise you, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're a good God. Hallelujah, God. You take care of us, Abel, your son. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Akadiosia, that is above every name, God, we worship you, Lord God, because of who you are, Lord God, we give you praise. Hey, glory to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming to the house, Lord God, to worship. Hallelujah, God, we take the time of power, pray, Lord God, hallelujah, to worship God. Lord God, we did not pass the godliness, you know, to lead the prayer this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, turn on the cardios, turn it into our like revival, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless Anacardia, Lord God. I know that we worship and praise you, Lord God. In the name of your son, Anacardia, in the name of Anacardia, just Lord God, hey, Lord God, Anacardia, in the name of Jesus.
The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road Southwest in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.